Health, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service. We've been in business for over a couple decades. We've definitely seen a lot and done a lot. I think we're about as good as any I've ever run across. There's companies out there that have great web presences and, you know, they sell bullion and things or whatever. But if you were on our side of the fence, you'd see the amount of problems people come up with and the lack of knowledge and inexperience. And if people go to sell coin collections, and it just isn't as pleasant of an experience as we can usually give. So we're pretty knowledgeable. I have high standards. I always want to be better. But when I really, you know, even when I interview people from companies that are people that have good positions that I would really expect a certain amount out of, I find that our expectations and our standards tend to be much higher. And that's our desire. That's our goal. That's who we want to be. And I appreciate that out of my people. I appreciate it out of my customers. I appreciate keeping the standards high. Ironically, on those lines, it's kind of funny because people have high standards for us too. And there's sometimes that's unrealistic and we can't meet their expectations. One thing that is, I think, very common is, I've mentioned, you know, Proverbs 18:2 a few times on the radio, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. And whether it's from a business insider perspective or outsider, a lot of times people have an expectation or an understanding of what they think we do and how it should go. And sometimes their expectations are not met and they'll be unhappy. Like literally people who walk in with fake jewelry. Okay. Which is something, it's important. I want to touch on this. I want you to know right now, we have seen so much of this. There is a scam going around the area. Huge. And without exaggerating, we've probably had at least 24 people in our shop in the last week or two with the same stuff. It's, you know, they come in with these gold, quote, gold necklaces, bracelet, or ring marked 14 or 18 carat. So here's what's going on. Please beware. People are getting hit up all over the place. They're getting hit on the radio. Yeah, that's me. No, they're getting hit in parking lots. They're getting hit on the sidewalks. So here's what I mean by getting hit. That's probably not the right term. They say, all I can tell you is that every single person who's been had on this says it's an Arab-looking guy or guys. They appear, you know, they'll have a nice-looking black, like, Suburban or Escalade or something, and their family's in there, and they'll come up to somebody and tell them the sad story about how they don't have money for gas or this or that, and they actually look nice, and they're schmoozy. They're smooth. And people, out of the goodness of their heart, you know, they're getting $180, $200, and they're throwing people these gold chains. They're saying, well, all I have is this. I have, and they'll show them this, you know, a necklace and a ring and a bracelet or whatever, and they'll get like $180 to $200. It's fake. Sticks to a magnet. And folks, the number one test, if you want to know if something's gold, especially jewelry, get out your rare earth magnet. Test it out. If it sticks, it ain't gold. Okay. It doesn't mean if it doesn't stick, it's gold, because there's other metals and materials that can be used that are non-ferrous that won't stick to a magnet. But the bottom line is if it does stick, it's 100% guaranteed it's not gold or silver. So this stuff's coming in by the droves. I've had my employees say, get that word out there, Kevin. We hate it. Seeing people scammed and conned. And, you know, I was talking to the guys before I came on the show. I said, you know what really just makes me the sickest is con artists, and I hope when you think about this, you don't think this way, but con artists take advantage of people's trust and vulnerability. It's a really interesting thing. And you're like, yeah, obviously, but here's what I mean by that. The Bible says love, believes all things, hopes all things, and, love is trust and all this. They laugh and mock at that. And they're like, yeah, he's a fool. You know, I've been taken a couple times in my life, trust me. And that's the thought process. Like, well, you're the fool. You're the one who trusted me. Like, what? Well, yeah, if you weren't so trusting, you're a fool. It's like, no. Biblically, we're supposed to be trusting and open and caring. Now, we're not supposed to be foolish. And, we've got to be wise. But first and foremost, folks, especially in marriages and close relationships or whatever, you have to trust. And when you get into relationships with people from traumatic backgrounds, or just maybe the way they're made up, and you don't always realize it, but there's an accusational spirit. And what do they call the devil? The accuser. Always assuming the worst, not taking your words out of context or, whatever it may be. I mean, just always assuming the worst. If a guy's late 3 hours and he's young and newlywed, he must be out philandering or whatever. I've seen all this stuff. I saw a situation where a marriage of like 6 months, a supposed Christian marriage, the gal bailed out on the guy because he got a very inappropriate group of pictures, not even a very big group, from a girl, an ex-girlfriend or something, unsolicited, and he didn't, apparently respond properly or whatever, and she left. I mean, wow, that is not, I mean, that's really a sickness. That's not a good thought process. But so we don't want to be the kind of people that are taking advantage of people's trust. We don't consider that a vulnerability. And I mean, in all honesty, a lot of things happen that way. That's how, the DEA and the FBI and all that, technically that's how, how they survive too. CIA, I mean, they technically deceive and they take advantage of people's trust and vulnerability in investigations. And you think, oh, yeah, but they're breaking the law and everything. There's different. There's lawful and then there's godful. That's all things they got to work out on their own. I've known people in that different arenas and of that business and where they've gone really undercover, literally to the point of living with a guy as a roommate and friend for a prolonged period of time to conduct a substantial, what was supposed to be a substantial drug bust, but it tore the guy in half. It was just emotionally, it was too much. And that's what they do a lot of times with the new guys, because it kind of makes you, they call it, some kind of an immersion, or it's basically, you're selling your soul a little bit because you're going contrary to who you are. You're like, it's like, evil's tough and we need to be tough too. And I totally agree with that. But you can be tough and have a heart of gold, a heart of love. You look at George Foreman when he came back at 44 years old and recaptured the world heavyweight title of boxing. I mean, six kids named George, right? But the guy's so big, he's got two forearms that look like logs he holds in front of his face and no one could hit him if they wanted to. He got old and wise. There's a lot of wisdom in watching what a guy like that did. But he'd knock people out and then he would be the first one. He'd run over there and pick him up and talk to him. Are you okay, man? You did so great. You're so awesome. And he'd be just, and he was a pastor of a church, And he just was, he was loving him, but he was tougher than nails, but you chose to get in the ring with him. My wife, I just love fighting. I mean, not like with my wife, like martial arts and boxing. And I've always just been a junkie for that stuff. And, of course, I had to immerse my own life in it for way too long. And she just hates it. She's like, oh, I can't believe that guy's so mean. He's hurting him. Oh, my gosh, he's going to die. And I'm like, honey, these are grown, well-trained adults that have chosen to be in there. I know, but that guy's just so mean. He needs to stop hitting him so hard. You know, it's just such a different perspective. And I'm like, I see it a little bit different. You know, it's a totally different perspective. But the real point of it is the yin yang, as they call it in Chinese or whatever, you know, where you can be both. And that's the thing that's actually biblically resounding, is even in the early Egyptian writings and stuff I've discussed, where they say that we're the only creation of God that can harbor simultaneously good and evil. You can have, as I've mentioned, somebody who's, I know this from personal experience, or from someone I knew, or know, or whatever, but he was an investigator in a large city of the most heinous, terrible crimes towards children. Just sick to a point that you just can't even comprehend. He was a good, tender-hearted, godly man. It didn't get to him, as far as I won't say it didn't get to him, but what I mean is it didn't affect his faith or his walk or his tenderness. We have the ability to do both. So we can be super, you know, as it says, as wise as serpents and as gentle as doves. I mean, think about that. When he's actually telling us to be as wise as serpents and yet as gentle as doves. And I've done this on the radio, is hanging his hat on the FBI perjury trap. I mean, it's a perjury trap. They come in, they interview him when he's very first in the White House and ask him some questions. And you know what? He's the director of whatever it was, national, international, you know, security, or I can't remember. But it had to do with international interaction. And he's holding back on some stuff, you know, about diplomats he met with and stuff. It's his, he's thinking there's privacy issues. I've potentially got, you know, confidentiality and clearance issues, and he's not processing everything exact. And he asks if he needs an attorney, and they say no. And then later on, they get him under oath, and then his story changes, and then they say he perjured himself. It's just baloney. This has been a horrible, horrible tenure for a president. At no time in history has, you know, all these alphabet soup agencies, folks, the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, all these alphabet soup agencies have become these huge financial organizations that have become filled with power and control. And when you get to the FBI and things like that, I mean, the things they can do, the things they will do, it's just terrible. And then the people in the highest places control those things. And then you have these agencies that are basically disrespecting and ignoring the President of the United States. It's not a good scenario. I'll put it that way right now. I think you'd agree. So he's hanging his hat on this perjury trap, which is baloney. But the court's job, and don't forget this, is to protect the rights of the accused, the defendant. They have to protect our rights. We don't have the money. The court's got endless pockets. They are to protect our rights for speedy trial and all that kind of stuff, and for a fair trial and all that. And when the Department of Justice comes in and says, hey, this has got to go, the judge's job is not to legislate and say, well, I disagree. Well, you're not the one who prosecutes. And now they've got a Democratic movement going. I mean, folks, this is so dirty. Pray for this nation. Pray. I mean, folks, we're getting, this is hardcore influx of hardcore radical socialism. These people don't care. These radical left-wing politicians don't care. Yeah, they make you think Trump's horrible and you got to hate him. And you turn on the TV and the vitriol and the filth and it's terrible. It's just heinous. The disrespect, and Trump says things that are not too bright. or at least not opportune and not always edifying. But, I mean, they're going to cut off the nose of this nation despite our face. They'll destroy the country just to get this guy they hate out of there. Politics gets nasty. These people are all, you know, on that side of the fence. None of them want to cross over or even be open-minded and see the big picture, which is kind of a bummer. So it's very politically motivated, and it's all based on character assassination, and I just have been watching this. So you got to remember that Mueller found no Russia collusion evidence at all. AG Barr, Attorney General Barr, you know, said this is the only time in history that he knows of where police and national security has been used to spy on a campaign. I mean, that's a big deal, right? Our own country's highest-ranking law enforcement officers and top-secret clearance security was used to spy on a campaign, and he still won. I think he might have had someone on his side with a little more pull, if you know what I mean. You got all this Strzok, Comey, you know, Page, all these people on record by text saying there's no there. They all admit in their text there's, you know, they found nothing. And as, you know, here's a quick joke to Charles Lieber. I've talked about this COVID thing, folks. It's a scam. This Charles Lieber, one of the professors, this is a Harvard professor who's now arrested and incarcerated. This doesn't hit the news real hard, does it? Because he's arrested on the on his acts for the Wuhan lab, getting paid $50,000 a year to transport and cover up and manipulate here to cover up what they're doing over there and to transport a variety of different viruses secretly. I mean, really? This is like Dr. Evil. Folks, trust me, it happened. There is a bad strain of the corona out there. It's a teeny tiny little strain. And now I love this one. Okay. I've been talking about this for a while. The World Health Organization. Well, we're talking about the reopening scandal. We're reopening, aren't we? Oh, no, we have to keep shutting it down. The World Health Organization, okay, these are the radicals that Trump said he was going to cut off. They're bad. They're behind this whole COVID thing. They're currently right now being punished in the last couple of days, punished into reversing their position on announcing that asymptomatic COVID cases are not contagious. I will repeat, the WHO came out, one of their leading officials, and said asymptomatic COVID cases are not contagious. Wow. That means, you know, the studies in Stanford and New York that show 55 to 85 times the prevalence of this disease, this coronavirus, which is actually, you're going to test positive for corona, you know, 1 out of 4 times because there's so much of it out there over the lifespan of you, your existence. It's irrelevant. It's not, there's one nasty one maybe that's even debatable. So the WHO, and so these studies show 55 to 85 times the prevalence. It's all over. And then they show this 85 to 94% of cases are asymptomatic without symptoms. And then the WHO comes out and says, and asymptomatic cases are not contagious. Well, guess what? They're right. They're in the back pocket of China. They know that asymptomatic cases aren't the Wuhan coronavirus. Well, then the media goes crazy and the left-wing, you know, government nutsos, they're yelling, oh, you're crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. You're ruining our whole game and our control. And then so the gal comes out and says, well, that only applied in certain specific studies. What? I listen to that and I'm like, well, that what? If that's what you discovered in multiple studies, that's the truth. But it's funny how dumb people are. They say, she comes out and says, well, that actually only applied in certain specific studies. folks, I'm telling you, you got to use your noggin when you hear this stuff. Listen to what people say. Listen to what they don't say. Read between the lines. I'm not telling you to read minds. I'm telling you to use yours. I mean, when I heard her say that, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the point. When you do a study, you can only test the sample population. You can't test the whole population, or it wouldn't be a study. It'd be a, you know, tyrannical takeover. We're all getting vaccines. See how they work. We got, anyway, we got, well, just a side note, that couple out in Idaho got arrested for their missing daughter and son, finally. So anyway, we've got a lot going on in this nation right now, folks. I think you'd agree. I had a pretty good article I wanted to go through today, but guess what? I'm out of time again. I still would tell you, right now, I would not even hesitate to get your money secured in hard assets. This is not over, folks. Either way this thing goes, we've got this long knockdown dragout. Isn't it interesting? We have this kind of cool, wet summer. Everything's just kind of not there. Not a lot of sunshine. We've got this election thing coming up, and they're attacking Trump. They're not going to stop. They're going to try another wave of this Wuhan virus. It's interesting that, you know, the precious metals are climbing. They're staying really strong, strong as an ox, really. You know, gold's getting real up there, and things, it's just been a continuous climb. The stock markets, the paper markets have been all over like a yo-yo. If you're in those things, man, and you got your money recovered, I told you that a while ago, get it. Take it out. I've kind of predicted this stuff. I'm not going to tell you I'm a prophet, or I'm not going to tell you I'm bright or anything. I just think some of it's common sense. This stuff is stretched so thin. It is stretched so thin that it can only go one way, and that's down. Any news, all the markets are pumped up with fiat currency and a bunch of speculative games on Wall Street. That's what drives them. And how long can that last? Folks, we're losing our culture. I mean, you know, hopefully I'll get to that on Friday. I got a kind of a nice breakdown. I hope I have time to cover. I would highly encourage you to secure your assets and or secure your wealth in hard assets. We help you do that, rare coins and precious metals. We'll build you a nice portfolio. We're good at it. Very good at it. And we'll treat you right. We wholesale, we treat you good. It's good stuff. You want to park it? Just park it. Enjoy it. If you need money in 6 months or a year, you know, let's do it. Either way, we've got different plans and survival, but I'm not sure where things are going, folks. I sure can tell you they're not going to settle down and be pretty. You get Joe Biden in office, we're done. I mean, we've heard that about politicians. They say that about Trump. I thought, well, how dumb is that? The guy has a history of building businesses and making this real estate empire. He obviously knows something. Now, Biden, vice presidents usually get chosen because they're low-key bystanders that won't get in the way. They're not going to do a bunch of stupid political stuff, and they make the president look good by sometimes not being so bright. So Biden was chosen for that very reason. Obama said it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. I mean, the guy's not, he's just not all there. He's not doing real well. But what if? What if they corrupted the election or Trump just couldn't control himself? You know, and so that'd be one scenario. The other scenario is that Trump wins. Then what? Then the war goes, all hell breaks out. And then what's he going to try to do? I mean, are we going to see the greatest of the great? We're obviously not going to see a guy who wants to kill the Fed. He did come out initially and say that he wanted a tax holiday. And then he came out and spent money like no one's business, more than ever. Fraud and everything else. So give us a call. Let us take care of you. You just call us. Give us a number. We'll figure it out. Take care of you. Give us some positive, three positive reviews online and call us. We'll give you two nice Morgans. Thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate it more than you know. I appreciate your friendship and loyalty. Take care. God bless. Pray for us too. Bye-bye. Have a great night.